Welcome to the Thrive Podcast. I'm your host, Kathleen Drennan. If you're a floral designer on a mission to build a profitable and thriving business, then you're in exactly the right place. I'm on a mission to bust through the secrecy of our industry, make it easier for you to know exactly what to focus on to help you build your business, and teach you my favorite mindset hacks so that you can learn to show up with more confidence and authority as you grow your business. I am so grateful to be able to share my journey with you, pass along my best shortcuts, and get you on the path to feeling more confident and making money doing what you love. No matter where in the world you're tuning in from, remember, you've got this. One of the things that continues to become abundantly clear in my little world is just how much of a not rule follower I am. And this was rightly pointed out to me a few years ago, but it keeps coming back. And it's something that I've been just almost fascinated with because it comes up for me in such little ways, but it's been so helpful to really embrace that part of my personality. And I am not a rebel. I am not somebody who goes out of their way to be like, your rule is dumb and I'm going to explicitly do the opposite. But it's this fascinating experience of really leaning into the fact that in all of these little ways, I break the rules. And I just have to say, it's so interesting when you start to observe these, what might be called personality traits that you don't really recognize belong to you, but then somebody else points it out to you and you're like, oh yeah, that's true. Because even this morning, I am part of a 2-month online course, and one of the features that comes with this 2-month program is that you can post in the community your comments, questions. And there's one of the pieces of homework that I had done, and I said, hey guys, I kind of created my own way of doing this. Here's my Canva template. Feel free to take it if anybody wants it. Then I got a notification this morning to say, Kathleen, we've taken your post down because it breaks the rules. I'm like, well, isn't that just fun? So fun. And so for all of my like understated rule breakers, it's, you know, cheers to us. Cheers to us for just not paying attention to the way things are supposed to happen, but permission granted if you want to pave your own path and go your own way. And you don't have to be this like boisterous personality or announce to the world that you're not following the rules. But oftentimes it's super helpful to just recognize that a rule is a guideline, a suggestion, but there is nobody who's going to come along and be like, well, you can't do it that way, but just know if you don't do it that way, this is the consequence. So cheers to all of us who are just understated, quietly, quietly breaking all the rules. Keep it up, my friends. Keep it up. And really, this is not the point of today's podcast, but I know that that will help one person out there. Today, I wanted to really dive into the nitty-gritty. And one thing that is super helpful, super duper helpful, is some of the most challenging moments I've ever had in my career and in my life, right? If you describe it as like the lowest of lows, I know that for me, they have been the greatest moments of teaching. These moments when things aren't working, when you are in such a deep, deep point of frustration and disappointment, and why isn't this going the way that I want it to go, and how is it that everybody else seems to have their ish together, and what's wrong with me? And whether you want to call that being out of alignment, whether you want to call that a struggle, whether you want to call that the low point of the cycle, it's super normal. Right? It's part of our human experience to have lows, and it's the lows that bring the joy and the positivity and the euphoria of the highs. And I wanted to just talk through a very simple process system that I have created for myself when I'm in the lows and when I am feeling the resistance and when things aren't working the way that I thought that they would, which is, truth be told, a very normal part of running a business. Because much of what we try, much of the attempts that we make, the plan that we have, the exact strategy that we follow, so much of the value of our learning is only available to us because things don't go to plan. But one of the things I've noticed for myself is really paying attention to the should do, supposed to do, ought to do. That little voice in your head that you will hear that says, well, you're supposed to do this, or you should do this, or the next right thing to do is this. And I know it's something that many of us struggle with, right? It might also come up as something like, well, I can't. And we very quickly dismiss many of the options on the table. We don't give ourselves permission to even explore the options on the table because we follow the what am I supposed to do? Tell me exactly how to navigate this, and can somebody else please tell me exactly the right answer and what I'm supposed to do here? And I have found, particularly over the last 6 to 12 months, pay attention to those moments. Pay attention to when you are waiting for somebody else or you're wishing that somebody else would come in and fix something for you. Or if you really wish that Aladdin, the genie, would show up and grant you 3 wishes, and one of those wishes will be that somebody's going to come along and tell you the right answer, or somebody's going to come along and fix the situation. And I have spent a lot of time in the last year reflecting on this because there have been a lot of actions I have taken in my business that haven't worked, that haven't resulted in what I thought was supposed to happen. But I can see now the gift in every one of those experiences. And I can see now, in hindsight, every time I find myself asking that question of what am I supposed to do here? Can somebody else please tell me the answer? I have learned for myself that there are essentially like 3 problems to unpack in that situation. And for me, just understanding that there are actually 3 things at play here has been so helpful. Because I could go out on Google and I could be like, you know, tell me the right answer to how to write, you know, this style of email. And so then you find somebody's template and you copy and paste it and it still doesn't work. And this habit that we have built, and I have built in particular, of trying to find somebody else's way of doing something, and most often it doesn't feel right for me. And one of the things, the first piece of the puzzle that I have really opened up to is the fact that don't assume, and you don't have to assume, that there's only one solution to every given scenario. This is what I think is so powerful about being a creative, is there is no one right answer. And when we're looking for the one magic bullet, when we're looking for the one right answer, we completely shut off our creativity and our problem-solving skills. So the first piece of this puzzle for me is always opening up to the fact that there are going to be multiple ways to solve this problem. The second piece that's been really helpful for me is really paying attention to the fact that when you assume somebody else can tell you what's right for you, you've completely discredited yourself. You've completely dismissed your own ability to solve the problem. And it's so disempowering. And inevitably, it leads us down a path that isn't what we want. And it might not feel wrong in the first instance, but I know for me, making that decision again and again and again it leads me so far off track. It's like that idea of if you were on an airplane and they changed the destination by 1%, the first 1,000 kilometers that are traveled isn't necessarily as far away from the destination or from the takeoff point as you think. But 10,000 kilometers later, you're really far away from the destination that you thought you were going to land in. So it's this step-by-step iteration where you actually move further and further away from what feels right for you when you are relying on somebody else to tell you the solution all of the time. The third thing, and this is very true for me, is the worry about what other people will think. The worry about being judged by other people, being told that you're doing it wrong, and being dismissed for the decisions that you make. And these three things, and I can look back now with complete clarity, the old hindsight is 2020, but I can look back now, for those of you guys who've been on this journey with me, you know this experience of in November of 2017, I had, you know, what was my greatest aha moment, which came at the lowest point in my business. And it was the first week of November in 2017. And from the outside, right, if somebody was looking in on our business at that moment in time, at that very moment that I remember having this breakdown, this like shattering of my soul, is I was actually in the backyard collecting the flowers for one of my most memorable funeral arrangements. And it was for one of our longstanding clients, and her husband had passed away, and she is one of the most amazing, beautiful humans on the planet. And her husband was the one who loved gardening. And she thought, I think it would be so fitting if you would come out here and actually collect the flowers from the garden. I actually made his casket spray in her backyard. And, you know, I just think of her as what an incredible human experience that we got to share. And it was super early on a Monday morning, and she had just woken up, and her husband's service was going to be in a couple of hours, and she's in her house coat, and her sister had flown over from the UK, and she made us this beautiful giant pot of tea, gave us our Arnott's cookies, and we're out back creating her funeral flowers, and this giant thunderstorm rolls through. Torrential downpour. We were undercover, so it was totally fine, but it was this incredibly dramatic moment for somebody who doesn't have very dramatic moments in their life. But Sloan and I are in the backyard, and I am talking through all of my angst, disappointment, overwhelm, uncertainty, frustration, and really just allowing myself to say out loud all of the things I didn't like about where our business was going. And I know now with absolute certainty, it was because I had been following all of these should do's, supposed to do's, ought to do's. And yeah, of course, like on the outside, everything looked spectacular. We had a beautiful, super busy shop, great team, had just finished up 5 weddings that weekend. And we had just done the flowers for one of my oldest friends, and her photos were literally in the style section of the Canberra Times, and like, check all of the boxes. Check all of the boxes in terms of what does a successful flower business look like, and absolutely, we had it all. But I had been following down this path of what I thought I was supposed to do, and what I should do, and what I ought to do. And for me, I know one of the markers of success I held up for such a long period of time is how busy you are, how many things you can say yes to at once, how packed your schedule is. And I know for certain that was the beginning of me really paying attention to the fact that you actually don't have to do 100 weddings a year to be successful. And that marker of, I thought that I would feel so much better the year that I actually did 100 weddings, when in actual fact, it was the complete opposite, because we all know that that's a completely exhausting experience to have, particularly if you had my thought process of, oh, doing 100 weddings doesn't mean hiring a bunch of freelancers and having a team do it. Doing 100 weddings means Kathleen has to do 100 weddings. It's literally a recipe for probably the fastest path to burnout. If anybody's looking for like the Autobahn to burnout, say yes to everything that comes your way and set yourself a goal of doing 100 weddings a year while also running a flower shop. It's like, we'll just all call that the Autobahn to burnout. But I didn't know that at the time. So then comes this Monday morning experience and doing these funeral flowers. And for those of you who have a heart and a passion and a joy and a love, and I do, I think it's baked in me because my mom actually grew up in a funeral home, and the experience of funerals and sympathy flowers for me is such a personal, I think, like, very much for me, it's at the top of the pyramid in terms of the flowering work I feel most privileged to do. And all of that coming full circle and having this experience with this thunderstorm happening around me and going, oh my goodness, like, I cannot keep this up. And when we don't pay attention to what's right for us as individuals, as creatives, as human beings, as business owners, we are the ones who actually make it harder for ourselves than it needs to be. Right? There's the struggle that we go through, and then there's the layers of suffering and struggling that we add on top of it. And it's when we get into that cycle of taking the joy out of flowering, it's when we grow resentful of our business, it's when we get incredibly, like, beyond irritated with our customers, it's when our team can do no right, it's when we just feel such a level of, like, deep, deep, deep frustration. And I think if you've ever read Elizabeth Gilbert's Eat, Pray, Love, like, in that first section where she's talking about, and she's in the bathroom and she's having a breakdown on the bathroom floor, and she says the words, right? She explains it so viscerally, and she just says the words, please, someone, can you help me? And I love this idea of paying attention to that. Pay attention to when you hear yourself say that. And this is one of those skills to practice, because I know for me, asking for help feels like a challenge. But also, when you're looking for rescuing, if you're looking for being saved, that's when you get to pay attention to this. So it's not about going, well, the only way I can solve these problems is I have to be able to do everything myself. But really paying attention to those moments when you want somebody else to come in and save you. Before you get to the point of feeling that out of alignment with your business, before you feel your soul completely implode, and most importantly, before you give up on that dream that you have for flowering for money, really remember that you can come in and be your own hero. You can come in and be your own life preserver, and you can come in and be the one who gets to save yourself. Because at the end of the day, you know what's right for you. You know what this dream looks like. But giving yourself space, giving yourself permission to articulate it, to lean into that, that's where the opportunity is. So before you say yes to the next opportunity, before you assume that you have to do something, or you should do something, or you shouldn't do something, it just requires a pause. It just requires a breath. It just requires a moment where you can close your eyes and say, okay, in this situation right now, what is it that my highest, truest self wants? And just this past week inside the Flower Boss Academy, one of our longest members had such an incredible experience to share with us, which started with, okay, guys, please grab your tissues. But I just had to say there was so many revelations and amazing experiences that she was able to share about her personal journey through Mother's Day. And really giving herself so much acknowledgement and talking through and delineating the process that she went through, because she was thrown so much at Mother's Day. She has a physical retail space and doing a wedding for Mother's Day. And then the scenario, which we all want to be able to say yes to, is when a really close friend passes away. All of a sudden, you then have this choice of, am I going to continue to go down this path? Do I need to pivot? Do I need to say no to this opportunity of doing these funeral flowers? Do I need to change my goal? Do I need to keep my team protected from this experience? Do I need to shut off all my emotions? Do I need to just shove it all down? Should I just say no, I've had enough? Like, what should I do in this situation? And this is one of those experiences where having access to a team of coaches is so powerful, because when you can have somebody else holding space for you, so you can just talk through completely unedited how you're feeling and what you're thinking, being able to lay the options out on the table. Well, this is what I think I should do. And I don't know if this is what I should do. And should I allow my team in on this? And should I change my revenue goal? And should I shut down early? And should I find somebody else to do the wedding, right? Just being able to talk through the different scenarios so you can, A, open yourself up to the fact that there are a lot of possible solutions, but B, getting really in touch with yourself as to what feels like the right solution for you. And the conclusion of her experience goes like this. I did the wedding and the funeral and smashed the Mother's Day sales goal. Being able to have access to coaching so I could pinpoint my own feelings and thoughts was how I was able to make it all work. And in the end, we sold out of every fucking flower in the shop an hour early, exactly as planned. We put up a giant wall of buckets with a sold out sign and went out to dinner as a team. And this idea of really trusting the process, really asking yourself in the moment and getting access to coaching so that you can talk through what's going on and what the right scenario is for you. And one of the most important questions you can ask yourself at any moment in time is, what do I want? You have such an incredible gift and such an incredible opportunity to be able to share your creativity and your work with the world. And you have the opportunity to make money while flowering. And I really wish that somebody had tapped me on the shoulder many years ago and said, Kathleen, before you go smothering all of this magic from this experience, before you give up on your dream, before you decide that this isn't for you, really think about what you want to create from this magic of this experience of being a creative and being an entrepreneur. Before you assume what your business is supposed to look like, before you assume you have to say yes to everything that comes your way, before you say yes to that order, before you say yes to that client request, before you say yes to the wedding that's 24 months from now, just take that moment to pause and ask yourself, what do I want? And it's very possible that the answer is, yes, I want to do this. Yes, I want to do the wedding and the funeral. And yes, I want to do it on Mother's Day weekend. And yes, I know that I am capable of making this happen. But when that starts to come from the should do, ought to do, supposed to do energy, that's where we jump on the Autobahn to burnout. That's where we miss the magic of this experience of being able to share this work with the world and being able to build a business that really allows you to be your best self. So if you're inside the Flower Boss Academy, also know that we've just hit publish on a brand new foundations training called the Flower Boss Success Path. So you can jump into the Flower Boss Academy, dive right into that work, and definitely go in and do module one as the very first step to making it happen and to building a business that is in alignment with your vision and gaining clarity on what it is that you actually want to create with this opportunity in your business and with this opportunity with your creativity. So that's the Flower Boss Success Path. It's in the Flower Boss Academy. If you're not part of the Flower Boss Academy, come join us. If you're new here and you don't know what the Flower Boss Academy is, it's my monthly membership program where we dig into all things marketing, money, and mindset. You will learn the skills that you need to go from feeling tentative, frustrated, and overwhelmed to feeling completely confident and clear and making money doing what you love. And you will feel supported and you will feel connected and you will feel so much clearer on where you need to go and where you get to go in your Flower Boss journey. And this work, this process of defining your vision, is what sets up the success formula for you in your business. And the magic of getting access to private coaching every single week so that you can bounce ideas off of somebody else, so that you can get crystal clear for yourself on how you want to define success for yourself and do it on terms that are fit for you, fit for your life, fit for your vision. This is one of the best gifts that you can give yourself and one of the best investments you can make in yourself, in your business. So if you're not part of the Flower Boss Academy, come join us. Get the support that you need to build your dream flower business. And my friends, remember, pay attention to that voice when it says should do, ought to do, need to do, supposed to do. And as always, please drive safe. Have the most amazing week. Drink your water, eat your vegetables, get some sleep. And I'll talk to you again next week.